Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, of course. You know, in this day and age, in the church world, and the way that things have gone with money, I count it a honor to have some of the purest mentors in my life. You know, we all know Pastor Dave, and we were joking in the motel room yesterday, me and Gary. Someone brought up and said, well, you know, you guys follow the Marvel Universe, right? Let's get a little carnal, right? You're watching all the Marvel films, and it was Kevin, and he was like, you know, we all have our separate things going on. It's like the Marvel Universe, but we all get together during conference, and it's like the Avengers get together, right? And I was like, well, Pastor Dave's got to be Captain America, because he's the first Avenger. I mean, he spearheaded it. He brought us all together, you know? And I am so thankful to have been a part of his ministry. And not only Pastor Dave, but Gary. You guys know Gary, right? Pastor Bronk, Pastor Jim. Because we're, you know, me and Richard are kind of like the coming up next generation. We've had some very pure examples when it comes to money. And I am so grateful because it has saved me years already. Because I have watched the method of how they've handled money that... And you know, Pastor Dave and Gary, when they first started going after the tithe, oh my God, that was sacred territory, you know. And remember Pastor Dave saying, the devil's shaking everything in my cornfield, but these two corns, he's not going to take them, you know. You guys remember that? You listen to Pastor Dave? Well, when they went there, you know, it was a monumental effect on the giving because people dropped back, Dave says, to where their heart really was when you remove the compulsion and the if you don't give, you're cursed. If you don't give, God's not going to bless you. And we all know at this point, that's a bunch of hogwash, right? Amen. Right? Yes. But watching these men, you know, I get the privilege of hanging out with Gary. And listen, I have not met a more liberal person when it comes to money. He, and you know, Brad, he's here. Listen, you know, don't talk, he's here. But I've seen it in action. He gives. He gives without question. Because, you know, part of God's nature is for God so loved the world that he... So, listen, if you really are getting intimate with God and you're spending time with him, the fruit of your relationship with him is you're going to want to give. And if you're not giving, listen, I'm going to get a little bit on the other side of this. If you're not giving, and it doesn't just have to be money. You could give in so many different areas. But if you're not giving, it's a sign that you're not that intimate with God. Because you cannot get to know God without wanting to give. And I mean give without expecting anything back. You see, before we were born again, when we were yet in sin, listen, the heart of the gospel, when there was no hope left for us, God sent his son, and it was in hopes that we would actually accept him, but God knew that there was going to be a ton of people that would not accept him. So it wasn't a guarantee on our part that we were going to say yes to what he gave, but he gave anyway. And he didn't expect, it wasn't like they're going to have to do this. It was up to us to accept what he did. And the heart of that is the whole message of giving, that it comes from a heart that loves God and that trusts God. Well, I found the more intimate that I get with God, if I'm really, really getting intimate with him in my time, my personal time, my heart, you can't stop me from giving. And even sometimes, you know, we say you got to hear God. Listen, God's a giver by nature. Sometimes you don't hear, you just give because it's who he is in you. Hello? But see, I'm thankful for these men. I keep up with Jim and Bronk and listen to the services, and I watch how they preach, how they conduct services. There's nothing wrong with taking up an offering. It's healthy. It's scriptural, right? And there is, when we went full-time into ministry, I was so blessed to find out that there was actually people around the world. Listen, they didn't know that we went full-time in ministry, but they knew God. And God all of a sudden started talking to them, and they, through obedience to his voice, started to give to us. I didn't announce it when we went full time. It was mum's the word. Listen, I believe you do things by faith. So when God said, I want you to walk off your job, my heart said, if this is you, you're going to come through. I'm not going to tell a soul. I told Gary and Tim and some of the elders in my life, just so we're all on the same page, because it's really important to seek after wisdom. I trust these voices in my life. But see, we went full time, and I didn't have a dime in the bank. Everybody say dime. I didn't save up for this. We were just about to have Mila. It was the week she was born, and God, we had been talking to me and my wife about it. We were both in agreement. Listen, I didn't just decide to quit my job. God led us there, and I was sure about it. Everybody say sure. So you can't just lead your own life in this either. You got to hear God. But see, if God tells you to do something, I promise you, if it's really Him, He is going to come through. So I knew it. We walked off our job. You know, me and my wife were shaky. We didn't have a dime in the bank. It was the week my daughter was born, and my expenses in life just went up. And we went from having to not having, and there was $0 in the bank. I did not tell a soul. I was just really starting to preach at the prayer center, you know, and at that time I was kind of offending everyone. Wasn't the most likable preacher. Oh, somebody say glory. And all of a sudden, people around the world that were intimate with God, they heard. And they started to send us money, and it blew me away. Because God, you know, He can provide from the ravens. Listen, He can, but He wants to use His body. Because using the body, there is an intimate relationship that the giver has with God just as much as the one that's receiving. And see, God wants to build trust in us in our giving, that He prompts you to give, and oh, that hurts a little. I've been there. Man, I can't do that right. Listen, if God's telling you to do it, the best thing you can do is listen. Because He's building a trust, and you're building a trust with Him. And in obedience, that's where growth happens the most. You have faith and you do and you do and you have faith. But if you say you have faith and you don't do, I say your faith is. You guys know the scripture? But the first step I believe in giving always is that you first give yourself to God in intimacy. Always. There's no compulsion. There's no strain. I mean, there's no... But man, if you ever really get intimate with God, your heart's going to want to give. You'll be sensitive to Him as He speaks, and then you'll want to do it. I'm so grateful for all the people around the world that have given. And I know every ministry in here would attest to that, that they give. They give from this place of obedience and relationship. And we're not putting strain on them. We're not putting... But they're doing it from their hearts. And that is the most precious thing for the kingdom advancing. And all of us moving forward together. Amen? Amen? The more time you spend with God, the more you're going to want to give. If you're not already giving, I think your first step is to start to spend time with God. Because He'll change your heart and make you want to give. So whatever you would purpose, if the ushers would come up here, you don't have to give today. You know, there's no pressure. But if God, listen, we know two ways. If God speaks, you listen. If He doesn't speak and you want to give from what a man has, the abundance of your heart and what's in there that you'd like to do, give from that place. But never give because you're being, you know, prompted and you have to do this. You give from the place of purity and intimacy with God. Amen? Oh, and whatever He says, we will do. Say, whatever God says, I do. I trust Him. He's my provider. And I'll look to Him as my source.